Massachusetts' energy industry will soon literally undergo a sea change in the air off the state's coastline. Later today, state officials will announce the delayed and long-anticipated winner of the state and the nation's first industrial-size offshore wind project. Reporter Bruce Gellman from WBUR's Bostonomics team joins us in the studio now to talk about it. Hello, Bruce.
Morning, Bob.
So, Bruce, how big is industrial size? And wasn't the Block Island wind farm the nation's first offshore wind project?
Well, you're right. Block Island, which has been up and running in Rhode Island waters since late 2016, was the first offshore wind farm in the United States. But it's small. You could say boutique. It's just 5 turbines producing 30 megawatts. Now, the Massachusetts plan is to develop 1,600 megawatts over the next decade. The sites are hundreds of square miles just south of Martha's Vineyard.
So put that into perspective, if you could, in terms of how much power gets generated.
Okay, consider this. That's about 2.5 times the output of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. And when it's totally built out, that'll meet the electric needs of, well, over 1.5 million homes in Massachusetts. So that's a lot.
Talk about the selection process. There were 3 proposals before the state selection committee, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And each bidder had to commit to building at least 400 megawatts in this round. They could decide to construct more, though. And so the 3 projects are Deepwater Wind, which built the Block Island project. It's teamed up with National Grid. There's Bay State Wind. It's a joint effort by the utility Eversource and a Danish firm called Ørsted. That's the world's largest offshore wind company. And then there's finally Vineyard Wind. It's another joint project, this one with a Spanish utility and Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners.
Some familiar names there. Could there be multiple winners from these 3?
Yeah, they could be. Several companies selected for this tranche. And we're not talking windmills here, Bob. These are huge turbines, a lot bigger than the Block Island project, with enormous blades. And besides generating a lot of electricity, a major goal of state lawmakers who mandated that utilities procure clean energy from offshore wind is that they generate not just electricity, but jobs and jumpstart a new industry here.
What kind of jobs are we talking about and how many and how much money is involved?
Those are really good questions. The Massachusetts Clean Energy Center studied this a lot. It's estimated that the emerging offshore wind industry could inject something between $600 and $800 million directly into the state's economy over the next decade. And construction could employ something like 2,000 people. Wind turbine technicians are in very high demand, but the real employment is in operating and maintaining the hundreds of turbines at sea and developing an infrastructure for a large industry on land. All the projects promise to use the state's new port staging area in New Bedford.
Eventually, the electricity has to get to land in order for us to use it. How will the winner do that?
Well, all 3 projects have detailed that they're going to be burying hundreds of miles of cable under the seafloor, about 6 feet under. One would use the electric substation at the old Brayton Point coal power plant, you might remember. They'll feed the grid from there. It's got a substation there. And the other projects would make land on Cape Cod. Now, laying cable is very expensive, but these turbines would be in relatively shallow water close to the shore, so that makes it a lot more affordable.
And in terms of safety, the energy is supposed to be clean and help us wean away from fossil fuel, but what about sea life and birds?
Well, offshore wind farms can kill seabirds. That's a fact of life. Hundreds of thousands a year, but it's nothing like the tens of millions killed by fossil fuel plants. So the Audubon Society, for example, has embraced offshore wind. As for sea life, the experience around the Block Island turbine suggests it's a boon to sport fishermen. Fish like the bases, but commercial fishermen are worried, and they warn that construction could ruin them. And that's going to be an important part of the environmental process going forward.
Well, we wait to see what happens today with word from the state then.
Should happen late this afternoon.
WBUR's Bruce Gellman from our Bostonomics team. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.